Today's Amud is Beitza Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, by the words Yibailu. So says the Gemara Yibailu, they asked the Shiloh, Ma'u la'ashim, is a person on Yom Tov allowed to smoke fruit? The Miri explains, they used to set up these like pegs, they would put the pegs into the ground, and then they would spread a net over these pegs. So you had this net over these pegs. On top of the net, they would put fruit. And then underneath the net, they would put coals. And they would light it on fire. They would light up the coals. And then they would burn on top of the coals some sort of fragrant spices. And like that, it would completely burn up the spices. The smoke would go up. And the smell would then go into the fruit. So are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov? So Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar Rav Asar. Ushmuel Amar Mutter. Says the Gemara to Machlokes that Rav said, or Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said in the name of Rav that it's Aser to smoke the fruit. And Shmuel said, no, it's Mutter, and we'll see why the reasons why it would be Aser. Ravuna Amar Aser Mepnei Shemechabet. Ravuna also said it's Aser, and he explained that the reason why it's Aser is because of Mechabet. Because when you put the spices, the fragrant spices over the coals, so as soon as you put them down, it sort of extinguishes the coals for a moment. So at that point, you're over on the malacha of kivoy, and clearly there's no heter of eichol nefesh over here. It must be because it's not shavah l'chol nefesh. This is not something that everybody would do to smoke their fruit. It's not shavah l'chol nefesh. Memela, once we find the malacha, there's not going to be a heter of eichol nefesh. So says Rav Huna, what's the malacha that a person's over on when he smokes the fruit? He's over on the malacha of kivoy, because when he puts the spices down on top of the coals, so it puts out the coals for a moment. Says the Gemara, Amarli Rav Nachma, v'nei mar, v'nei shemavir. Why are you focusing on the kivoy? Why not focus on the mavir? That when you put the spices over the coals, so it completely burns up the coals. So you're burning burns up the spices. So you're burning up the spices. So that's the malacha of mavir, because you're burning up the spices. So why don't you say because of mavir? So Amar Lei, so Rav Huna responded, it starts off with the malach of mechabe, because as soon as you put the spices down over the coals, it puts out the fire for a moment. Then it catches back up on fire, and it burns up the ketires. It burns up the smell, the good smelling spices, the besamim. And so therefore it starts off with mechabe, and in the end it's also mavir. But being that it starts off with the malach of mechabe, so therefore I focused on mechabe. Now technically, really it starts off with mavir, because when you light up the coals, so that's mavir. I guess we're discussing a case where you lit up the coals, letzarech eichol nefesh. That was to cook some chicken, let's say. Afterwards, now you're using it to cook up these to be ma'ashin the fruit. So now you're putting the spices on top. So that's the malach of mavir. But first, before that, as soon as you put the spices over the coals, it puts out the fire. So it's tchilas mechabe v'soifei mavir. I'm Rav Yehuda. Al gabe gacheles aser, al gabe cheres mutter. So Rav Yehuda says you should know that everything we said until now, that's only going to be a problem if you put the besamim on top of coals, on top of a fire that's made from coals, because then taka, when you put on the besamim, it's going to put out the fire for a moment. But al gabe cheres, that's going to be mutter. If you heat up a piece of pottery, and it's burning hot, and then you put on top of there, and that's what you put underneath the net, and then you put the spices, the besamim, on top of this burning hot cheres, so then there's no mechabe over here. It doesn't put out the fire. There's no actual fire. It's just that it's very hot and it could burn up the ketores, the besamim. So there's not going to be an issue of mechabe. And Rashi speaks out that even though, okay, fine, so there's no mechabe, but there's still mavir. Rashi says that no, to burn up besamim like this, using heat without any fire, just using a hot piece of cheres, that's considered kila achar yad. And then Yom Tov, they gave a complete heter to do it in order to be ma'ashe in the peris. And therefore, it's completely mutter. So there's no mechabe because there's no fire, and there's no havara, there's no mavir because this is kila achar yad, and the rabbanon were mekel. Says the Gemara, but Rabbi Omer, Rabbi's chaylik, Rabbi says no, gabe cheres na miyaser. That even on top of cheres, even on earthenware, it's also going to be a problem, not because of any sort of mechabe and mavir, like we just spoke out. There's taka no mechabe, there's no mavir, but says Rabbi, it's still going to be a problem mishum de kamoilid recha. because you're infusing the cheres with a new smell. So that's like, it's an isidra banan, it's like ke'ina malacha, it's called a mailed. To be mailed reyach, it's like a malacha, and therefore it's asamidra banan, because you're making like a new piece of cheres, you're making it, and now it has the smell, you're being mailed a reyach. You're creating a smell into the cheres, so that's aser on Yom Tov. Also on Shabbos, even on Yom Tov, says the Gemara. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, Tamari Tarayu, Schufe Kasa Shirai Biyayim Atava Aser. You're also, if you have a cup filled with besamim, and you want to pour it over onto a person's dress, onto a suit, so that's going to be aser on Yom Tov. For the same reason, my taima mishum to come mailed reicha, because you're putting a smell into the clothing. That's why a person can't put perfume or cologne onto his clothing on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's being mailed a reich into the clothing, so that's going to be aser. Ask the Gemara, umay shnami mailoy umariach bay, v'kaitma umariach bay. Why is this any different? And a person sometimes could have some sort of besamim, and you like rub it, and that makes the smell come out very stark. And also, you could break it. You could be kaitma, you could break the stem, the besamim stem, you break it, and that also, it makes the smell extra strong. And that you're allowed to do. So why is, so I thought you said it's aser to be mailed reyach. You can't put the good smelling besamim onto the dress. So why is this any different? Why is it that you're allowed to be mailed and you're allowed to be kaitma? So says the Gemara, because hasam reicha miha isa. Over there, in that case where you're rubbing the besamim or you're breaking the stem, the smell is there. It's intrinsically there. It's inside the wood. You're just making it more strong. When you break it, you're just strengthening it. The thing already has a smell. You're just strengthening the smell by rubbing it or by breaking it. But hacha over here, in the case of the dress, where you're pouring the cup of the besamim onto the dress, so elude yehuda kamayle reicha. So there, the dress doesn't have any sort of besamim, and you're making it now have a smell of besamim. So that's considered a problem of mailed reicha. Rava says al gabe gachalas nami mutter. Rava is the most mekel. He says that you can even do it on top of coals. There's mechabe and there's mavir. So how are you allowed to put the spices and be ma'ashing the fruit even on top of coals? Says the Gemara. Says Rava midi dahava. Midi dahava abisra gumre. It's just like putting meat onto the barbecue. When you put meat onto the coals, it has the same effect. It puts out the fire, and then you're burning up the meat, at least for parts of it, I guess, or at least for sure it's mechabe, right? As soon as you put the meat on top of the coals, so it puts out the fire for a moment, and still it's mutter. You see, that because it's eichel nefesh, so therefore it's mutter. So too, when it comes to smoking the fruit, it's not going to be a problem of mechabe. You have a heter of eichel nefesh. So the chamim, they argue. They say that, no, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. But here we see that Rava says that, no, it is considered shavu l'chol nefesh. It's eichel nefesh, and it's considered shavu l'chol nefesh. And Rashi on Chav Beis and Mabez explains, because even though it's not something that everybody does, people that are poor, let's say, they aren't ma'ashing the fruit, that's just because they can't afford it. It's not because be'etzem, it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Rashi gives a mashal, he says it's the same thing, like you're allowed to cook deer meat on Yom Tov. Even though deer meat is like a big delicacy, a lot of people don't have deer meat. That doesn't make it that now cooking deer is considered that it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. People just can't access it. It's not that it's not something that's appreciated by all, and therefore that is considered shavu l'chol nefesh. And for that note, says Rava, which is really the same psak of Shmuel that we had in Chaf Beis and Mabez, is that you're allowed to smoke up fruit on Yom Tov, because it is considered shavu l'chol nefesh. It's just like barbecuing meat. It is considered shavu l'chol nefesh. Darish Rav Gevia Mibe Kasla Pischa de Beresh Kalusa. Says the Gemara that he darshin at the by the Pesach of the house of the Resh Kalusa, Keturah Shari. He gave a drasha and he was very vague. He said Keturah is mutter. He didn't explain what Keturah is. Very short drasha. He didn't even explain what he meant. So Amar Le Amemar. Amemar said to him, "My Keturah, what do you mean when you say Keturah that Keturah is mutter? In Keturah biyadei." If you mean Ketura Biyadeh, which was some sort of tailoring, Rashi says, so why is that Mutra on Yom Tif? Maisa Umanu. That's Mamish a Maisa Uman. That should be Aser. Ve'ila Asha, and if you're telling me that Ketura means, like a Miloshin of smoke, that you're talking about smoking the fruit, so then that's Aser. That's Aser because when you put the spices onto the coals, so it puts out the fire for a moment. So it's a Malach of Kivoy. So Amar Lei Ravashi, Ravashi said to Amemar, La'ilam La'ashen. Now really, Rav Gavia was referring to being Ma'ashen the fruit, and you're asking that it's Mechabe. It's not a problem because it's a Tzarech Ha'ichol Nefesh and it's Avar L'chol Nefesh. Midi Dehava Abisra Agumre. It's just like putting meat on top of the coals. Ikad Amri, some have a different version of what took place. And Amar Lei Amemar, Amemar said, My Ketura. He said again, what did Rav Gavia mean when he said Ketura? I Ketura Biyade Maisa Umanu. And again, he said, if it's this tailoring, so then it's, for sure, it's an Isra Malacha. And Ila Ashin, and if he meant that it's aser that it's mutter to smoke the fruit, so he said aser, that should also be aser. Why? So in the previous version we had that he said it should be aser because of mechabe. In this version he says it should be aser to come meilid reicha because you're being meilid a reyach. And Amrav Ashi ana amrisa nihile umishme de gavra rabba or mishme de rava. Amrisa nihile that la'ilam la'ashen, that really is talking about smoking the fruit. And it's just like putting meat on top of the coals. There's no problem of being ma'ilid areyach. And so to here, there's no problem because it's a tzarech ha'ichol nefesh, it's shavu l'chol nefesh, and there's no isra molacha when it comes to putting the smell into the fruit. Now, going back to the Mishnah, we mentioned in the Mishnah on Chav Beis Mabeis three different kulas that Rabbi Gamliel had over the Chachamim. So the third and final kula is that he held that v'aisin gedima kulas, that on Leil Pesach, you're allowed to roast a gedi makulas, a goat that's a makulas. A goat that's makulas means that you roasted the goat in a way that you took out the innards of the goat and you put it to the side of the goat during the roasting. So that's the way the Karban Pesach is roasted. And so the potential problem over here is that it looks like you're roasting a Karban Pesach. And it looks like you're then going to be eating the Karban Pesach outside Yerushalayim. And that's Aser. And it looks like you're eating Kachim nowadays outside Yerushalayim. So it looks really bad when you have this Gedima Kulas. Rabbi Gamliel still held a note, it's mutter to have this Gedima Kulas. Maybe it's even suggested as like a Zeichel HaMikdash. So says the Gemara Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yaisi Yomer, the Titus ish raimi hinigas bnei raimi la'achol gedima kulas b'leilei psachim. That Titus ish raimi, he was a certain the Gemara in Psachim goes through, he was very wealthy, he was a big Talmid Chacham, and he was manhig the people of Rome that they should eat this gedima kulas on Leil Pesach. He held it was a ma'ilo, like a zeichel mikdash, dafka they should eat this gedima kulas. So shalchu lei, so the Chachamim sent him, then you're doing something wrong. Amali Taitis Atuf, not for the fact that you were Taitis and you were so great, because Ranu Alecha Nidui, we would have put you in Cherim, Shatamachas B'nai Yisrael Kachim B'chutz, because you're feeding B'nai Yisrael Kachim outside Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Kachim Salkadaitach, he's feeding them actual Kachim. He told them to make it into a Karban Pesach. Ela'ema Kain Kachim, it's like Kachim, meaning it looks like Kachim. It looks really bad. And therefore, they held that that's not something that you should do, and Taitis Yisrael held it is, and that's what our Mishnah was referring to when it said that Rabbi Gamliel held that you could have Gedima Kulas. He was paskening like Toides, not like the Chachamim. Says the Mishnah now, more on the topic of threes, Shleisha Dvarim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir, and Chachamim Maisrin. And also, similar to the previous Mishnah where Rabbi Gamliel was makel on three things over the Chachamim, says this Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had three kulas that the Chachamim, or three things that the Chachamim, yeah, three kulas that the Chachamim were not maskim to. They asered all three of these things. Number one is parasa yaitza beretzua shebein karneha. Number one is that his par would go out on Shabbos with the retzua that was between its horns. Apparently that was some sort of like, it was decorative. It made the cow look nice. And therefore he held that being that it's lanoi, being that it's as a decoration, so it's not considered like carrying on Shabbos. It's considered like clothing. It's like a tachshit. And Mamela, there's no problem of Aitza. Typically, a person's animal is not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to do Malacha. You're not allowed to have your animal do Malacha. So to have your animal carry on Shabbos, in Rosh Hashanah, that's going to be Aser. Afalpikin of Elazar ben Azaria held was mutter for the cow to go out with this ritzua, with this strand between its horns, because he held it was decorative and made the cow look nice. Number two is Umekardin es behema biyamtif. He held that you're allowed to comb the behema on yamtif, and we'll see in the Gemara the significance of that, that there was no sort of malachav perhaps causing a chabura on the animal, causing it to bleed. You know, he held you're allowed to comb the behema's hair on yamtif. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. And number three is Ushaychakin es apilpulin berechayim shalahen. Now you're allowed to grind up the peppercorns even in their own millstone. Even in their own rechayim, you could grind up the peppercorn. Now, teichin, it's the tzarech eichol nefesh, so that's why it's mutter. Afalpikin, the chachamim held it was aser to do it like this because it's uvdin nechol. To grind up the pepper in its own rechayim, that's uvdin nechol. And no, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria held it was actually mutter mamish. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Says the Mishnah, rather, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that ain mekardin es habehema biyamtif, that no, you're not allowed to be mekardin es habehema biyamtif, like the Chachamim, you can't comb the behema, b'mnei sha'is ha'chabura, because it makes it have a chabura, aval mekartzefin, but you could be mekartzefin, which we'll see what that means in the Gemara, v'chachamim ha'imrim ain mekardin afloy mekartzefin. Then no, you can't be Makardin, you can't be Makartzefin, it doesn't matter what type of comb it is, you can't brush the animal's hair, and again, we'll see what these words mean in the Gemara, and what exactly the Machlaika says. Says the Gemara first though, Lameimra, going back to the first case, we said that the first kula of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is that he held that his cow, he allowed his cow to go out on Shabbos with this ritzua that was between its horns. So now, the lashon of the Mishnah is that Parasa Yaitza, his cow went out, is mashma, he only had one cow. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria was a very, very wealthy individual. Lameimer der Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, chada para havyule. You mean to tell me, his cow went out with a ratzua, he only had one cow? V'amar Rav, but Rav said, v'ami l'amar Rav Yehuda, amar Rav, that tlesar alfe igle have a meiser Rabbi Elazar, have a maaser Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, me'adre kol shasa v'shasa. That Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria used to take off meiser from his cows, 13,000 calves every single year, kol shasa v'shasa. 13,000 cows, that was his meiser. So that means he had at least 130,000 cows, because that's only a tenth. So he had 130,000 cows every year. So that he didn't have just one cow. So says the Gemara Tana, what you have to teach in our Mishnah is that Loi Shaloi Haisa, that this cow wasn't his cow, even though the Mishnah says his cow went out with the Ratsua between its horns. It wasn't really his cow, Ela Shal Shechinaso Haisa. Really, it was his neighbor's cow, Umitaych Shaloi Michaba Nikres Al Shemai. But because he didn't protest, so it's considered like his cow went out. Being that he allowed his neighbor's cow to go out like that, and he didn't do anything about it, so therefore it's considered like his cow went out on Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah says it like that. But Ein Hachanami, really it was not his cow. He didn't have just one cow. He had 130,000 cows every single year. Really, this was his neighbor's cow, and the Mishnah is considering it like his cow did it because he allowed it.